This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Decades of experience, the Dogs and Cats Rule stores can guide you in the right direction to meet your pet's needs. Fads come and go, but there's no substitute for premium meat, inclusive food for your pets. If you changed your pet's food lately and they're starting to look like a shaggy dog, smelly ears and biting their feet all the time, you need to come into one of our 7 very convenient locations or visit dogsandcatsrule.pet.
At Kitchen Magic, we believe the heart of your home deserves American-made quality you can trust. That's why we manufacture all of our products right here in Nazareth, PA, so you won't face shipping delays or tariff surprises. As a local family-owned company, we are proud to offer reliable service and custom kitchen remodeling you can count on. And this May only, enjoy up to 30% off your dream kitchen. Visit KitchenMagic.com and schedule your free design consultation today.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM. Visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Not available in all states. Rates vary.
Building a financial safety net for your family can be tough. But with term life insurance through Ethos, you can have peace of mind that they can pay the mortgage and other bills if something happens to you. With coverage in as little as 10 minutes, all online, Ethos finds your best rate across their multiple trusted carriers. Some policies as low as $1 a day billed monthly. And even in uncertain times, your term life insurance rates and payout don't change. Get your free quote at ethos.com/life. That's ethos.com/life.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So we have a second federal judge who has now blocked President Trump's tariffs. This other was from a court that not too many people knew about. It'll go to the Supreme Court. I think they'll reaffirm the power of the president over this, that Congress gave them presidents the power. But it does undercut, does put us into a funny position internationally, at least initially. I haven't checked in the last 20 minutes. The markets reacted very favorably because, again, we know some of the downside, some of the reaction to the back and forth over these tariffs. So this is fluid. They are going to appeal, but it's all another part of the attempt to just slow down whatever comes out of the executive branch. Despite the speed, despite all that stuff, it's another slowdown tactic. And the other thing I like that Marco Rubio's doing today is aggressively pushing back on the over-enrollment of Chinese students in America. If they're in critical studies, meaning stuff where spying might go on, or members of the Communist Chinese Party. Now, you could say, well, come on, this is difficult. If you're in China, you certainly want to be members of the Communist Chinese Party. I think it's under 100 million, though, are members. And what do they have, a billion people? So I'm unclear how much pressure. I would agree that not all of them are commies. But again, do we need 28 to 30% of foreign students at all these colleges? No, they pay the full bill. That's why the colleges want them. So Rubio wants more vetting on this. Now, I was on Newsmax early this morning, and the guy opposing me said that I want to cut off all these people that are going to be entrepreneurial and do all these wonderful things here in this country. I'm so tired of hearing this. I was ready to say, are you Vivek Ramaswamy? Remember that at Christmas? You know, Americans can't do this. We have to import all these people. That's where the real talent is. Remember he said, too many Americans are having sleepovers. These people are not. How are we the greatest nation? We've been through this, right? That we have to hear this. So I think Rubio is going to do this effectively, and I think he should do this. We're in Cold War 2.0 with China and finally getting it on. We know exactly what they do in this country and what they try to do. So if there's some collateral damage here in this, now, of course, the Chinese are saying, oh, look at America. You censor, you have violence. Yeah, I don't think we have people working in slave labor camps as you do, as a routine practice. They say, they're ratcheting up today, the various Chinese outlets in America. This is like the Chinese Exclusion Act back in the 1890s or something. No, it's not. This is a shot across the bow of Communist China. It's calling a halt to the chaos they've created in this country. And we're going to bring in people that are useful to us, not people that might cause us difficulty. There is a lot of spying, a lot of stealing of information. I told you I was invited to speak at Drexel, and the only reason it wasn't an international incident was a friend invited me to speak there for his class. It was at the height of the NBA thing, and I kind of got into it with some of the Chinese students that were coming to Drexel in the room. So I didn't back down, but I didn't ferociously say, get the hell out of here. As I felt like saying, you know, you remember that. We were told to shut up about it. So, no, I think Rubio's on the right path here. We'll see exactly what he does around this. Now, I was asked, too, this Newsmax thing. At president speaking at 1 o'clock, they're holding a news conference at 1 o'clock. What's the question you would ask today? And my question was this. Are you going to let California get away with this? That's what I think is happening. California's playing cute. We told you a little bit of what they're going to do in the big event with the trans athlete this weekend, the track and field. Now it comes out that if the guy who's a fake woman, a disgrace, who's beating up on girls in these events, comes in the first 9 places in any event, then they're going to give a medal that would be a dual medal the girl will get a medal too for the first 9 places. I don't know why you get medals for 9 places. I thought it was 3. And then they have a plane is in the works. So they are, though not addressing Hernandez by name or gender, presents plans for if Hernandez would advance from Friday's trials and medal on Saturday by finishing either the high jump, long jump, or triple jump. And their directive says that they will be giving out potentially corresponding medals.
What material would 9th place be?
I don't know.
Well, first is gold, yeah. Second silver, yeah. Third bronze. Yeah.
Well, they're all just straight.
I guess fourth would be like aluminum.
Yeah, yeah.
Tin,
I mean,
right?
Why they went down the 9 is a problem
paper?
In itself.
Paper? Yep.
It's a participation trophy.
State.
Yeah, you got a little thing saying you were 9th place.
Yeah, you made it to the summit. I mean, almost, yeah. As close
well,
as you can
that's,
get.
Well, that's true, too. But, I mean, you know, that's a participation trophy of a sort. And they're going to have a corresponding trophy. So whoever comes in second among the girls, as I understand it, will get a medal similar, will get the gold as Hernandez will. Now, this is a breakthrough in that what we're seeing here is an admission that this is unfair, even though not say it suggests that, and we're treating this differently. But what is Trump going to do about it? He's going to let him get away with it here. Oh, come on, Don, what do you expect him to do? Well, they said they would hold federal funds. Withhold them. Do it right now. Take a break and say, yo, all federal funds are frozen. Well, you just can't do that. Well, we'll see. I would withhold anything and do anything to California I could right now to make them stop this guy from winning this weekend. That's how important it is. Don't let him have the chance to do this. We'll sort out everything else later. California is trying to buy time. They're trying to say, look, we're trying to be fair, more female participation. It's not about participation. It's about winning. They can't win. I'm not sure in all 3 events if he wins every time, but it seems like it. So you're just going to let him win, and you're going to investigate them. We don't need to investigate him. We know exactly what's being done here. This is a biological male. They can't compete with him, nor should they have to. And again, other than Riley Gaines, Paula, the usual people, we had Jennifer Say on yesterday, who was excellent. Where are the other women to say something about this, to movingly tell us, as a female athlete, why you compete? And it's not to come in second or just to participate. It's about all out, doing the best that you can. And you have to admit it. I'm just waiting for one of these idiots to say, well, they're just going to have to train harder. They're going to have to be better. They physically cannot do this. They're losing by, in one event, 8 feet. How are you going to make that up? Would they want them to shoot up with testosterone or something? I don't know if that could be done. Is that the advice? How in the world can you stand by and see this? So I said I would call upon the president, do it now. No more investigations. Stop this now. Make a point. Take whatever. Trump takes drastic action. I don't know what legal action or Pinkertons or federal officials. I would do that. Yes, it is a federal case. I would stop this guy from being able to compete. If the courts want to tell me I can't do it later, I'm stopping him this weekend at least. Ah, come on now. Then I get on record that a female won, and then let them fight it out. I would not allow it to stand. They're winning on this. They're admitting stuff, running out the clock, and they're poised. And the Trump administration doesn't seem to know what to do. Threatening will not stop them. You got to do it. All right, let me go to Robert and Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. Before I get to the side question, I read the big, beautiful bill last night, the provisions and whatnot.
Okay.
And I'm urging the Republicans who are hesitant about this to pass the bill, okay? The reason why, there's 2 reasons why they don't want to fund the bill, or they don't want to pass the bill, as they say, is that they're afraid that we're spending money at the same level for this year, just this year, that Biden did. And I would tell them, Biden sent billions to these DEI and transgender and all this nonsense. Trump's going to build a Golden Dome missile defense system with that money. Okay, it's not like he's throwing away money like Biden did. He recognizes that the first year is going to have to be high, okay, because of current commitments and whatnot. And he's saying that instead of spending it on nonsense, we can spend it on real things like the missile defense system. The second thing that the Republicans have a problem with is saying, well, it's going to create too much of a deficit. Dom, we've been here before. In 1981, they told Reagan the same thing, that his tax cuts would bankrupt the economy. And by the end of his term, the federal government was taking in twice as much in revenue as they did when he came into office after tax cuts. Republicans need to learn their history. Pass this bill. If you pass this bill with the tax cuts for overtime and tips, you will crush it in the midterms. If you don't pass this bill, you may keep the Senate, but you will lose the House, and we don't need that. Pass this bill. Bite the bullet for 1 year. Pass this big, beautiful bill, and I'm telling you, it will usher in the golden age that we're talking about. I'm tired of these hesitant Republican senators who want to play it safe, and they're afraid to do anything, and they're hamstringing the MAGA movement. And they do that at their own peril, Dom, at their own peril. If they marginalize the MAGA movement, Republicans won't win elections for years. And I think you know that.
Oh, that's without a doubt. That's what I worry about after Trump. But who's your person, Robert, that you think over time has kind of gotten away with it?
I think I have a pretty good answer, Dom. I met him in person when I was in the orphanage. I'm going to go with Muhammad Ali. He refused to go fight in Vietnam. He pulled some jail time for it. He was stripped of his belt. But afterwards, he came back, took his belt back, and became an American icon. He even carried the Olympic torch at one time. And I think that he didn't change anything. I just think that America came around to him. But I really think that he was what you would call a redeemed individual.
You met him. Now, why was he redeemed, though? He still seemed, you think he was saying different stuff after that?
I remember when he
carried the torch, I objected to that. I don't think he should have.
Right. Well, I guess I am a little biased because I met him, and one of the counselors at the orphanage I grew up with knew somebody who worked at his training camp, and he took us up there, and he was so gracious and nice to us because I think that he had a similar upbringing, you know. But I just think that America saw him differently. I don't think he changed. I think America changed a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Robert. That's a good one. They're definitely from the confrontation to where he ended up. All right. I'll show you coming up, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Show you this little 3-year-old. And on Reddit, one of our favorite hangouts, some of the comments are going after the dad. All the dad did is they're getting out of the car and they're walking to a protected bike lane. And I got to tell you, I just told you this morning, I looked three ways because, you know, you get out of your car, you're parked next to it. And the New York Post is saying they got to put speed limits in on this. I don't know how you're going to do that. You're going to have cops going around checking your speed. I don't think you should be able to drive a motorized thing through these lanes. It's insane. And the bike lane is in the top 5 symbols of those on the left. They love it. The aggression of it. In Philadelphia, that bicycle coalition. They're crazy. Are they really being helped, though, by all these people driving bikes that are motorized of one sort or another? Dangerous. All right, straight ahead. Phone lines too, 855-839-1210.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Yeah. Dom Giordano show. So, you know, I haven't thought it through what the top five would be. YouTube alert. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. The bike lanes. Now, where Dan and I park, you know, you open your door and your door is just a couple of inches inside the vaunted bike lane. We're in a situation where there's no lights, there's no stop signs for blocks. It's downhill, really downhill. And these people are constantly coming through with one motorized vehicle or another. So this is a little bit on YouTube. I don't know if there's any commentary, Henry, cut 14. But, no, I'm sorry, cut.
We have it.
I got it.
Yeah. Sure. This was in the Williamsburg section of New York. The guy jumps out. I think he's taking the daughter to something or handing her off to somebody. So he puts his hazard lights on and he's forgetting. Oh, my God, they're killing him on Reddit. Well, what are you allowing your daughter to go cross a bike path for? Because it's idiotic. It's not like we have traffic lights. And we're on a street, you forget for a second. It's happened to me. I saw it yesterday with a guy, and a guy came to a screeching halt. He was going around 30 or so. And you just feel like, what the hell are we doing? This is Progressive thing.
They're menaces.
And the protected lane, when you're walking to get, say, to your building, you sometimes forget there's a protected lane on the other side of the cars. Well, you shouldn't. Well, we're human. Here's a little bit of the video.
Yeah, we've been playing it on as you can speak in the background.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. And Dom, the girl gets wrecked.
Like, yeah, I'm really surprised she got up from this, or the father pulled her up from it. But the comments of the bike community are, well, this one's on the dad. Even a non-motorized bicycle would have hit the kid for how he ran out between the two parked cars, one of which was a giant blacked-out Escalade. I mean, it's too much already. It's too much. Too many bike. I've seen bike lanes, not in Center City even, but in various places. Like, really? Has anybody ever come from? We had our parking, well, I admit our bias, taken away on Market Street because they had to put bike lanes in there that it doesn't appear to be anybody really uses. It seems off the beaten path. But it's just the whole notion of this. That they are determined, that they have the, it's climate, they're more healthful, they're doing something better than you, and you have the car. I will always stand with the car. There's no more element of freedom than the car. But when you get out in Center City, be very careful, particularly in certain areas. Again, should you put the motorized bikes on the street? Yeah, let them fend for themselves. I don't want them in the bike lane.
So this is just more a motorized bike issue,
yes,
we'd say? Okay.
Well, I mean, the whole thing I'm against.
And the scooters, those damn electric scooters.
Yeah, the scooter, the electric scooters.
But the electric unicycles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those
yeah.
Well, only you were
right. Well, you notice where we are. It's downhill with no traffic. There's very few areas of Center City, I think, where it's that long and downhill, the speed you build up. And it seems like the other thing is, you know, these people that have to have everything delivered, get out and walk a little bit and go pick up your own food. I'm tired of this.
I don't like when they zoom right in that walkway under the building here.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they've almost been hit like a few times doing that. Like I'm trying to walk out the door and they're just zooming in. Like,
oh, that's urban life. DoorDash. That's our city. I was unaware that they were even legal in there. I thought it was, but in New York,
I don't think it is legal in our walkway. I just think they do it anyway to cut through.
No, I mean in the bike lanes. They're not a bike. They're a motorized vehicle. They're picking up speed. They banned it from the boardwalk, I think, in Wildwood for the obvious reason. You get hit by this, like this little girl. I'm surprised she wasn't killed or could have been killed. And again, why the need for this? Why the share the road? And you know how that works. They go through lights. You have to stop at the light. So how are we sharing the road? And there are places on the drive where they make the bike lane curve into the center. You have to be aware of that at all times, where they're going to be in the center versus where you're going to be maneuvering to turn right. Again, I'm all about people riding bikes, health. I'm in agreement with that. But this is unreasonable. And by the way, my sense is a lot of these people don't look too healthy to me that are alleged bike riders there. I'm just saying I'd like to put them through.
That's why they're riding the bike.
But they're riding e-bikes. They're not even pedaling.
Yeah, they're riding e-bikes or some other thing that you're completely unprotected. You're on a scooter going through traffic at 30 miles an hour. What could happen?
That's the thing is, if scooters are required to drive in traffic or motorcycles, why aren't bikes with engines? They're the same thing.
They're the same thing. It wouldn't be safe for them. Oh, but what about us?
And are Teslas allowed to drive in the bike lane? Because they're electrified, you know?
There you go. The thing for us is, too, rightfully, we ought to look when we get out of our car and look down Chestnut Street to see if anything's coming, but there's a curve and everything else. And occasionally you forget. I try to steel myself. All right, what do I have to do the instant my foot touches the pavement so some maniac doesn't hit me? Again, this is one of the, and you know who started in Philadelphia, well ahead of the curb, the fetish over this. So Sherelle Parker's been mayor, 2 years is it now? So the year and a half, whatever. And then you had two Kenny terms. When Kenny ran that number of years ago, he was way ahead of the curve. That was among his top three issues. Bike lanes. Bike lanes, bike lanes. He played right into this, and they love it. Who are the people? There's only about 20,000 of them or so that are members of the Bicycle Coalition, but they're single-issue voters. If you're on their side and promise them anything, you see this all the time, then they don't forget it. They show up to vote for you. And the rest of us don't know that you're in the tank for them. A lot of Center City is becoming protected bike lanes. So it's just an endless cycle. And I would say the proportion of motorized bikes, scooters, or whatever is at least a third, if not more. It may be approaching half versus people I see on bikes. It's that much. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Dan, we didn't get yours. Do you have any? Somebody that they're either redeemed, they get a pass, society's changed.
Yeah.
Who's yours?
Well, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
Remember
buckle up, buckaroo.
Yeah, she kind of hit and killed somebody that we kind of forget about. And also, how about the DuPont family? Well, specifically the one DuPont, the wrestler guy with the Foxcatcher farm. You go to Longwood Gardens, Dom, you're not going to hear any mention of that situation.
So, but has he gotten away with it, though? I mean, it's past.
I think we've kind of forgotten. I mean, DuPonts are still one of the elite families around.
We took the name off the Villanova building, is what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, there's some consequence. And I still maintain Kristi Noem, people are not going to forget that one. I mean, running for president. It's forgotten now. She's the head of Homeland Security. You don't hear anybody saying anything. But beyond that, you run for president. Oh, my. I could just see the ads. I thought Trump was going to pick her for VP, too. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this may be something that sinks us. Okay, that's how you get in. 855-839-1210. You get on board. A simple question here, and we'll bypass Henry for a moment on this because I'm sure he'll jump into the ring. The Phillies, well, I'm looking at the time now. They've started playing, right?
It's a doubleheader, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so we might. Do we have any report from front? I would say they should not retaliate for what happened to Bryce Harper the other night. I'm in that camp. I'll tell you why this changed in my mind. If a pitcher can't get hit, then, you know, guys retaliating and doing all this stuff, it's kind of out of whack. The other thing is you're dealing now with pitchers throwing some of them 95 to 100 miles an hour. You're dealing with a deadly weapon here that you're fooling around with. And they're not that pinpoint that they can hit you somewhere and not somewhere vital. So, Dan, should the Phillies hit the Brave of the du jour today?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not hugely plugged into this whole issue. But just looking at it from face value, when I see someone like Strider doing this, and when I know the reaction that Strider's gotten in the past here in Philadelphia, I have to wonder if there's some, you know, sour milk there with Strider and the Phillies that far exceeds maybe even his teammates. So should they retaliate against the Braves? Maybe not, but maybe retaliate against Strider next time he's on the mound against the team. I don't know. Can you do that somehow?
Well, sure. I mean, I'm an advocate. Look, if a guy hits me out of retaliation, major league or whatever, you go out to the mound. And if he can use a deadly weapon against you, I have a bat. Not saying you hit him in the head with a bat or anything, but how would you like to be hit in the leg? You want to throw a fastball, potentially killing me. I have a bat. Now, you got to watch it. If you do it to Nolan Ryan, one of the all-time great moments, Robin Ventura, I think, was kind of correct to charge him out.
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan just grabbed him around the head and with his pitching hand started punching him in the head to submission.
Well, there's that famous clip from Bryce Harper against Hunter Strickland when Hunter threw it at Bryce and Bryce charged the mound, threw his baseball or his batting helmet at the pitcher, and then, you know, it was a pretty big scuffle.
Yeah, it was so great.
I agree with it because again, we're not dealing like in hockey, two guys fist fighting. You're dealing with something that can kill you and has. Henry, how about you? Should they retaliate?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you look at Strider's pitch map from that game, that was the only pitch that was anywhere near that kind of zone. It's not like he was missing his command that day.
Right.
I mean, it was only a 2-0 game. It was a pitcher's duel. So, yeah, I would retaliate, but I would wait to do it. And I saw someone make this point, and I'd like to second it. Wait until like August, September, when Jose Alvarado's back, and then plunk him.
Yeah, but say plunk him like these guys have that level of control.
They do. They're major leaguers. They have to dot it or everyone's going to take them yard.
Well,
that's the whole point of making the majors. That's the difference. You see people.
I don't think these guys are going to quite zone in and hit them in an area that we're talking about necessarily.
Sure.
All right.
That's what it takes to be a major leaguer. You have to be able to control your pitching.
All right. We'll see.
That's the difference between a triple A player and a major league player. And you see it all the time when a triple A player comes up and they don't do well.
Right.
It's because they can't locate. It's not that they have bad stuff. It's they can't locate.
So nothing yet, though. No retaliation.
No retaliation. Right. Wait, because Alvarado can't play in the postseason. What do you do, suspend him again? Like, no. Get out there, plunk him then. Just wait on it.
All right.
With a 92-mile-per-hour fastball.
And the thing is, so you don't subscribe then. If I'm the hitter and I get hit, I'm just supposed to take it.
I mean, no, you're not. Obviously, you're not supposed to take it. But, like, for Bryce, like, we still don't know what's wrong with him after this hit today. Like, he's getting reevaluated today.
Right.
And they've been the Phillies been very mum about it. So it might be worse than, you know, it appeared. So in that moment, yeah, he's probably not thinking, oh, I got to go beat this guy up. He's going, ow, my elbow. I might have just broke it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when you plunk someone, is when they can't fight for themselves.
All right. So we'll see the pinpoint accuracy. I'm going to be interested to see who gets hit, where they get hit, how close to the target it is. All right. 855-839-1210. Get us in on the side question too. Somebody who we think has, you know, history changed our view of them, even though they did something maybe horrific, and we still have the tariff news of the day, which the markets are responding well to. Coming up, An AI executive for at least one in that field sounds a warning cry. And it's one time I agree with Steve Bannon, Tucker Carlson, and a number of others. In the next couple of years, if you're a college graduate in certain fields, white collar, you may not be able to get into that field at entry level. AI is going to be doing it. So is AI to our benefit? I realize we're in a race with the Chinese for whatever reason they may use it. I am just appalled at the story we brought you yesterday, how far AI has gone already. Would you be up? Yeah, I would rather have AI as a surgeon. Really? Are you nuts? I'd rather have AI as a driver than rely on myself. It's endless. You got to be kidding me. 855-839-1210.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, it is Dom time. This just in. Penn Medicine, a big guy in town. One of the biggest, right? Penn Medicine will no longer provide gender-affirming care to patients under the age of 19, not 18, 19, effective this week, citing new federal orders targeting such procedures among transgender minors. The order directed agencies to cease grants and other funding that could be used for gender-affirming care and instructed U.S. Department of Health to review the terms of publicly funded coverage under Medicare, Medicaid, Affordable Care Act. So the Penn system have backed off gender-affirming care. Let's see. The Inquirer says it's not legally binding, but it has had a chilling effect on health systems because it's unclear how far-reaching funding restrictions could be. Penn does not generally treat minors in its gender-affirming care program, But officials say the health system is in the process of notifying a small number of individuals affected by this. If there's anything else. Medication and hormone therapy, which are more common treatments, will remain available. Well, got to push back on that also, since some of that stuff is irrevocable. But Penn Medicine caving in on this is good news. Now, that then brings us, if Penn won't do this, why will Children's Hospital of Philadelphia? Because they're out of control, because they have that brand name, that pedigree that I used to love. You know, Luke was in the hospital when he was 18 months. And we saw how good they were. I've talked about that over the years. But now they have a cabal of people there, I think, that have taken over, and they're certainly engaged in this stuff. So Penn Medicine no longer doing this. And you could say, you guys are always talking about victories here. Yeah, because you don't realize how tough this is. I mean, look at in California. Trump has issued the order. He's threatened. They're playing cute with all these things for the track event this weekend. This is a long and hard battle. You don't snap your fingers and they capitulate, but Penn has on this, and they're right to do so. And someday we're going to look back on it and say, how in the world were we allowing this, that people were doing this? Well, they're pushing back day to day, and they're racking up a number of things that are tremendous, but it's a slow process. And you have, as we've said this morning, now two judges blocking the president on the tariff issue, undercutting him internationally. I'm going to go to Larry in Southampton. Larry, good afternoon. Hi, Larry. Larry, are you there?
Larry!
All right, Larry, call us back. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown, Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Joe.
Hello. Your side topic today is especially apropos because I saw a documentary about Sitting Bull on the History Channel last night. And Sitting Bull, after he massacred Custer in the 7th Cavalry, was the most hated man in America. And then he fled to Canada, finally surrendered, and then Buffalo Bill asked if he could be in his Wild West show, and he did appear there, and he was lauded as a freedom fighter after that.
That is amazing, and O'Reilly featured him in his big book, Killing Sitting Bull. I think he used Sitting Bull as the face of the Indian Nations. That's a good one. That is a reclamation project. Yeah, the Custer attack is going to make you hate it for quite a while. All right, so Penn Medicine, no, not going to do the surgery now for those under 19. That's good news. I mean, all across America, things like this are happening every day. But as I said, it doesn't mean overnight you snap your fingers and we're off to the races on this. All right, I haven't looked. I'll give you an update. I'm going to check my Twitter to see where we are. Simple poll at Dom Show 1210. Which one of these three do you want to see done, Kash Patel get to the bottom of? Cocaine in the White House, the J6 FBI involvement, or Epstein? I thought it might be 50-50. Epstein's getting murdered in this, though. People are saying J6.
Epstein's getting murdered? He didn't do it himself?
There you go. That's the headline that I was going for. That's right. Maybe that's what people are saying. All right. Who's a conspirator? Someday will I be outed as a conspirator because I just say Kash Patel and Dan Bongino? Why would they do that? You got to answer that question. And if you don't have a good answer to it, you have to think based upon what's knowable, based upon what we have. Again, was something left out and all that? Okay, I could understand that. But Bongino this morning said, I'll play it for you again at some point today. They have grainy film footage of this and they're enhancing it, but they're keeping the grainy footage and it will be released. But they ought to release it now. That I agree with. All this slowness, Pam Bondi teasing it and then not doing anything. Those things just gather suspicion. Just release it and then we'll move on. although the conspiracy people will never move on, at least you'll be able to say, there it is. 855-839-1210. Hey, attention, future home sellers. Are you planning to sell your home? Housing market is changing fast, and it's not what it used to be. Well, I want to tell you about my great friend, Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors. Learn how to stay ahead of the shifting real estate market. Increase the value of your home at the next home seller seminar. Enjoy a glass of wine, hors d'oeuvres on Wednesday evenings, June 11th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. I'll be there, and Diane will show everyone how to tackle today's uncertain market with rising inventory, fluctuating interest rates, low-cost ways, she really goes into detail, to stage your home and meet modern buyer demands and share insider strategies that help homes sell faster and for more money. You can even get a copy of her new book, Model Home Mindset. Diane always says, do your research, get prepared when you're selling your home. The last thing you want to do is wing it. Just RSVP now. No charge. It's free. Great night, hors d'oeuvres, great wine, and great tips if you're in any stage of thinking of selling your home. Join us on June 11th. Call 215-576-8666. That's 215-576-8666.com. Schedule an appointment to talk with Diane at dianescalendar.com. All right, Dom Giordano Show. So this is right out of the Hillary Clinton playbook. Mikey Sherrill, the congresswoman from Jersey, who I believe will be the Democrat nominee for governor, was on CNN this morning. She was asked about this $20 million study to help the Democratic Party reach young men. She said, I don't need a study. I'm raising two young men and talk to hundreds of New Jerseyans every day. I hear their hopes and dreams, their concerns and their fears. People want to be listened to and heard. Our campaign is about listening and building from the bottom up, not the top down. Remember when Hillary first ran, and this is the first time we heard it big time, for the Senate. She went on a listening tour. You don't have to say anything. You get out of it. I'm just here to listen. All right, so is this going to be the campaign strategy? She's listening. No, young men have figured this out, and Trump and the bro influencers helped a little bit with it. What I think happened is they just gave up. They were apolitical. This time they probably voted. And as a result, the story's out there, and the people that with this $20 million study, they're right to call into question, why are Democrats getting killed with younger men? I would say particularly white straight males. And the reason is they hate them. They see them as the problem for everything. They're no way in the world. I saw one of their influencers, Henry, and I think you cut this one. I have it here somewhere, right? That they say they know how to, or no, maybe, let's see. They talked about the fact, well, look, these young men are pro-choice, meaning they want abortions. They're pro-gay marriage and they're pro-BLM. Those last two are highly doubtful. But they may be pro-choice. So, okay, we have. Yeah, listen to this one Democrat activist who's, oh, it's Pete. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I think Pete recognized porn and gay marriage, too, he may have thrown in here. All right, so it's Mayor Pete. Here's his analysis.
Of course we should be talking about how, yeah, if you know, Speaker Johnson got his way, it wouldn't be possible, not just for gay people to get married, but for straight people to get divorced, let alone like birth control or how he would want to regulate porn or whatever people, most people would have a problem with. But,
all right. So, yeah, let's go to Mike Johnson. Well, Mike Johnson is not driving the ship here. Everybody knows that. The president is. Why go to Johnson? Well, you got it. That's a better, if I were them, that's a better target. Yeah, Mike Johnson wants to do this. You want to have porn? Whoa, wait a minute. You know, they're failing to assess what I bring up again and again and will continue. The damage in sports of transgender, so-called transgender athletes. Not only do people resent it, they're on the other side of it. I think it's a 90-10 issue. But it also galvanizes them to have a target and something to vote about that they care about. They can't stand it. It really punches way beyond its weight. With all these other issues out there, the Trump campaign found that out. And Mikey Sherrill can go around telling us she's listening. It's the policies. The policies are anti-male, anti-young male. They cry with this. They constantly berate what they call toxic masculinity. They constantly have done this. And Trump, the difference is, was able to galvanize enough of these people to come out and vote. In the past, they did. They weren't voting for Democrats. They just weren't voting. They were apolitical. They were, I think they somewhat still are. But Trump really made a surge along these lines. By the way, Barron Trump helped with that. And now Harvard has spread the rumor that Trump is going after Harvard because they rejected Barron Trump. And apparently, it doesn't seem to be the case that he was rejected by them. Melania Trump has denied it, so we'll see if Harvard produces the evidence with Barron Trump back into the ring again. Henry, you had something there?
No, I just think that's funny.
Yeah,
I mean, like, didn't Ivanka go there already too? Like,
I don't know if any of them went
with Kushner,
to
right?
Harvard.
With Kushner, right? Because they hung out with Natalie Portman.
Ah,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that Ivanka went to Harvard though. Yeah,
not sure. I assume that might not be right.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure. But
Kushner definitely did, yeah.
Yeah, Kushner, yeah. Yeah, the Kushner family.
No, Ivanka went to Wharton.
Oh.
Yeah, the like father, Pops. Wharton, yeah. The whole thing, yeah. So this idea, would I want DJ or Luke to go to Harvard if they wanted to? I can't see DJ at Harvard. No, he's too much his own. It wouldn't work. It's too academic type of straitjacket. Now, DJ needs to be able to float around. Luke would thrive there, though. But no, I mean, it's, Matt DeSantis, a really smart guy. I'm glad he went to it. It's a pedigree. The piece of paper still counts for something. But Harvard is miscalculating. They can't withstand the power of Trump and the federal government when we're talking billions of dollars. Even they can't. And by the way, the big, beautiful bill, Robert, I bet Ben Salem saw this, has put in new taxation around all these big endowments they have. What's Harvard's? $57 billion, where it's a formula based upon number of students and endowment and all that. They've been getting away with murder when it comes to taxation. I mean, I think Penn is still seen as a nonprofit somehow or another. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That'll get you in. Dom's Money Melody coming up in about 15 minutes. All here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.